say 9 people were shot, 3 critically, just before 7 p.m. in what police believe to be the largest shooting in the city's history. Police say the victims are between the ages of 19 and 25, and Chief Hugh Clements says it's part of an ongoing feud involving groups known to authorities. America is listening to Fox News.
Now the latest from 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com. I'm Lisa Salvati. New York State's COVID positivity rate is now at 1%. Despite that, Governor Cuomo said that state health officials still will have to review the new CDC guideline, which says masks are no longer needed indoors among fully vaccinated people. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bill aimed at preventing sexual assault in the military is drawing bipartisan support. The New York Democrat says they now have 61 co-sponsors to put the bill over the filibuster threshold. The measure would move cases out of the military chain of command to trained military prosecutors. And in news on the island, the Long Island Hispanic Bar Association will deliver more than 100 free prom dresses to Freeport High School. Shopping starts after classes tomorrow. And Nassau County Executive Laura Curran kicks off student vaccination days at Nassau Community College for newly eligible 12 to 15-year-olds. In sports, the Yankees are finishing up their series with the Rays tonight. This after shortstop Gleyber Torres tested positive today for COVID-19. 7 members of the coaching and support staff have also tested positive. Traffic and transit on the way. Now your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 75. It's 62 degrees in Central Park, 52 in Yorktown Heights. I'm Lisa Salvati, streaming 24/7 on the all-new 77 WABC mobile app.
WABC Traffic and Transit.
2 accidents in Queens tonight. Good evening, I'm Steve Reggie, Talk Radio 77, WABC. One of them on the westbound Jackie Robinson Parkway, a tractor trailer got onto the highway and struck an overpass by Forest Park. You have delays stretching all the way back from the Kew Gardens interchange. And northbound Cross Island Parkway all tied up from Belmont up to Hillside Avenue. There's an accident there. Outbound Holland Tunnel slow because of some earlier delays. Inbound coming in from the Pulaski Skyway, plenty of traffic on the covered roadway. Inbound George Washington Bridge upper deck, you have some congestion there. Try to use the lower level inbound. Steve Reggie, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Life is complicated. We all know it, and all can use the proper support system. You know what else can be complicated? Owning a home. And that's why Rex was built to go beyond the simple real estate transaction. Full-service agents for buying and selling, mortgage services, insurance quotes, escrow and title, even home repair. All one call away. I guess you could call Rex your home support system and not a typical brokerage. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. Want more? Of course you do. With all that convenience comes reduced fees, too. In fact, the average Rex homeowner saves over $10,000 when buying and selling a home. Want to get started? It's never too soon. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. 833-739-4663. New York license number 10991225737. For further licensing disclosures, please visit rexhomes.com.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story, talking to the biggest names, covering the biggest stories. She's Rita Cosby. This is the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid, nothing can come between us.
And you are listening to the Rita Cosby Show. What an extraordinary day it has been here on 77 WABC. If you had listened earlier, and even if you did, we continue to get so many comments and so many calls from everybody about the interview that we had, the exclusive with President Donald Trump, our 45th president, talking about everything that's making the headlines these days. Of course, the big announcement with the CDC that came out, where President Biden was also enforcing that if you are fully vaccinated, you don't need a mask. He also talked about Liz Cheney and called her a loser. And this was after she, of course, voted and said, you know, I don't want him. I want to push for impeachment. I've got problems with him. And after all of those issues, and she got, of course, ousted from GOP leadership just yesterday. Well, he said, I don't care about her. She is a warmonger. He also talked about the pipeline and the issues with the Colonial Pipeline and what he sees as big problems with green energy in this country. Talked about the border crisis and gave his perspective as certainly somebody who spent a lot of time and cares deeply about the border. And I, of course, also asked him about 2024. What is his future? What is his plan? Does he indeed plan to run for president? And a lot of you submitted questions, and we used a number of them in the interview, which I can't wait for all of you to hear, because so many of you gave me so many great ideas in the last few days, and they were very helpful as we were preparing for this interview, because we wanted all of you to be a big special part of that. When we come back, everybody, we're going to play the interview that everybody is buzzing about. Huge interview here on 77 WABC with President Trump, an exclusive, that and a lot more. So stay tuned right after the break.
This is the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
Running a strange program, y'all.
It's a long way till dawn without Frank Morano and the other side of midnight.
Scientific proof of their existence, meaning alien civilizations.
Intriguing conversation, guests and callers.
I have to listen to him. Now I really can't sleep. I can't wait until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Who needs sleep when you've got Frank Morano and the other side of midnight?
I'm a different man since this call began 30 seconds ago.
Live and local all night long on North America's most powerful radio station, 77 WABC.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
Hey, New Yorkers, you know how we're going to fully beat COVID? By getting vaccinated. And the big news is, in New York State, now everyone 12 or older can. Appointments are easy to get, and some places you can just walk in. The vaccines are safe, effective, and free. Get back to the things and people you love. Protect yourself, your family, and community.
Check out ny.gov/getvaccinated. A message from the New York State Health Department.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
This is Curtis Sliwa to remind all of you that it is National Police Week. You should take the time to personally stop and thank police officers for their service and continued sacrifice. I'm running for mayor of New York City to refund and to hire even more police. We need to support the police so that we can once again have safe streets and subways. To help my effort to refund and support the police, go to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. That's CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Attention investors, the economic data is in, and you need to protect your money. Hedge against inflation now with secured real estate. The NRIA Partners Realty Fund diversifies against inflation and stock market risk with immediate 10% monthly payouts plus 21% annualized targeted returns. We develop high-demand real estate in supply-constrained markets. The Federal Reserve is boosting real estate now with super low interest rates. Where we build, it's booming. Give us 10 minutes and get our special report. Don't fight the Fed, flow with the Fed. Call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. With $1.5 billion of development value in progress and a 15-year track record, check out our Safer Hedge strategy, providing both inflation protection and stock market diversification before the market corrects. Call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. Or go to NRIA.net.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
If you were in Lower Manhattan on September 11th or any time during the 8 months following 9/11 and have been diagnosed with cancer or respiratory illness, attorney Noah Kishlevsky has been representing victims of 9/11 toxic exposure since 2001.
My name is Noah Kishlevsky. I'm the managing partner of Kreindler & Kreindler. September 11th was one of the darkest days in our country's history. The ramifications of that have been been just horrendous. Over the years, people that came out of that perfectly fine are experiencing just terrible, terrible illnesses and injuries. We have a team of over 20 people that do nothing but VCF claims. In fact, it was designed for not only first responders, but area residents, area workers, students, and anybody who had spent enough time in the exposure zone. We have a lot of clients because we're the best at what we do.
Call 888-246-4799. That's 888-246-4799. And visit 911cancerinfo.com. That's 911cancerinfo.com.
Rita Cosby is on 77 WABC.
And you are listening to the Rita Cosby Show. You are going to hear in just a few seconds the big exclusive interview that we had today with none other than our 45th president, former President Trump. It is a wide-ranging interview and some really interesting comments about the pipeline, about the border, about green energy, definitely about the new CDC announcement. And I think there's some really fascinating, different, interesting perspectives. And also find out, because a lot of you are curious, what are his plans for 2024? And we get into that and you'll hear his answer. It's really interesting. Some very new comments and interesting comments from the president. Also, we want to hear from you right after you hear this interview. We will take calls here and I want to hear your thoughts on what you liked from the president's interview. New insights. Boy, has the world changed since he left office on January 26th. And the number to call is 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Tell us your thoughts on the interview you're just about to hear. Everybody is buzzing about it. I thought the president was phenomenal and did a great job. Really measured, really interesting. And I want to hear your thoughts on it. Again, it's 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. And here is the interview that everyone's buzzing about. And we broke in with a big announcer because this was a big deal. Take a listen. This is the interview.
This is a special presentation of Talk Radio 77 WABC. Rita Cosby talks live with former President Donald Trump on 77 WABC. Now, here's Rita Cosby.
And hello, everybody. I am Rita Cosby, and welcome, as you hear, welcome to this special coverage on 77 WABC Radio. We are joined now live by former President Donald Trump. President Trump, thank you so much for joining me and all of our listeners here on 77 WABC.
Well, thank you, Rita.
It's great to talk with you, Mr. President. And boy, let's get right to it. There are so many huge developments that have just happened. Just a few hours ago, President Biden announced that anyone who is fully vaccinated does not have to wear a mask for the most part. What was your reaction to that? Was it bittersweet to watch it? Was it too late coming, do you think?
Well, it's taken a long time, and it's frankly surprising that he did it at all. It could have been done a long time ago.
Did you think the fact that, like, as you're saying, that he did take a while, a lot of people were saying, you know, wait, the science is showing, the facts are showing. Why do you think he waited so long then?
Well, you can only ask him that question, but the vaccine works, and it's been really a great accomplishment of the Trump administration and myself. We pushed the FDA like they've never been pushed before, Rita. And you can only ask really them why they took so long. And when they paused the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that was a very bad thing because it put out the wrong signal. But look, it's a step, and they made the step, and it was late, but it was finally made, and that's a good thing.
What was it like for you, Mr. President, as you talk about Operation Warp Speed? You did so much with these efforts to get the vaccines, I mean, unprecedented. Was it bittersweet in a way, too, to watch what's been happening of late for you?
No, I want to see millions of people saved, not only in this country, but all over the world, Rita. We came up with a vaccine, and it would have taken 5 years, probably wouldn't have come up with it at all. I pushed the FDA very hard. I wouldn't say they exactly like me too much, but that's okay. But we pushed them harder than they've ever been pushed, and they approved it, and they came up with it, and the companies came up with it. And frankly, you know, I can only be very happy about it. Most people understand we were the ones that did it. And now as people become vaccinated and you know, you develop herd immunity, and that's a good thing. And that's something that we've all been hearing about for a long time, and it's happening, and we had a lot to do with it. We also pushed it out. You know, I did something which was maybe the greatest bet ever made in history, in a sense, because I bought billions and billions of dollars of the vaccine before it was approved and before they knew for sure that it was going to work. We had an idea, but we didn't know for sure. And I bought billions. You wouldn't have had your vaccines until October of this year. So nobody would have been vaccinated. I bought them before it was approved. And that was a big bet. But, you know, we saved tens of millions of lives. And had I not done that, that was a risky move in a sense, because who knew? Maybe it wouldn't have worked. But we really had no choice. So we bought billions of dollars of vaccines quite a bit long before we knew it was going to work. But we'd had an idea.
Do you also now urge people, and especially children as young as 12, to get the vaccine, Mr. President? Do you think that this will incentivize them, and would you urge them all to do it?
Well, I recommend it. I do, and, you know, certainly, I guess they call it the Trump vaccine, and so I certainly would. And I would, I'd like to urge everybody to get it. It's been safe, and it's been totally effective, just about. And it's something that I think people should do. But I also believe if they don't want to do it, you can't force them to do it. But we've developed really a tremendous vaccine in a short period of time. We've bought it. It's ready. And now it's very available. So I would certainly urge them to get it, yes.
And everybody, we are talking live to former President Donald Trump here on 77 WABC. Mr. President, do you think the fact that President Biden, as you feel, you know, took a long time to come to this moment where he actually walked out in the White House just a little bit ago without a mask. Everybody was surprised about that moment. Do you believe that the sort of delayed policy was a huge mistake and also hurt the economy, hurt a lot of things?
Well, I think the closures hurt. If you look at Florida, if you look at Texas, if you look at certain states, all run by Republicans, they were much more open and some were totally open. And they did much better medically, and from the standpoint of life and death, they did much better. And illness itself, much better than these closed states when you look at New York and various other places. So it's been pretty amazing when you think of it. But places like Florida and very much Texas, and I could name a lot of them, South Dakota, a lot of places, they did very well, and they were open or at least pretty open, and in some cases completely open.
And, you know, you were pushing for that also yourself when you were in the White House. Do you feel a bit of I told you so now?
Well, I feel good that we made the right decision. We made a lot of good decisions. We got no, other than we got no good publicity on it. The publicity itself wasn't good because, you know, you can't get a fair shake from the media because it's corrupt and very dishonest, like unbelievably dishonest. Like it was with the election, like it was with a lot of things. So, you know, we certainly didn't get great PR, but actually we did a phenomenal job. Everyone's cupboard was bare. The states were bare. The federal government was bare. We didn't have equipment. We didn't have gowns. We didn't have ventilators. We didn't have anything. And within a short period of time, I was able to get things done like, you know, people were amazed, actually. And every governor was thrilled and happy, and we have them on voice. We have them because we had meetings with them every month, sometimes every week, but every month. And they were thrilled with the job we did. Everyone, Republican and Democrat. Now, of course, then they go before the press and they don't say the same thing they said in the rooms. But we did a great job, except with public relations. We did not a good job with that, because no matter what job we did, it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't get good press.
Do you feel, though, if you were still president, that this moment of people walking without a mask on that are fully vaccinated would have happened sooner?
Well, I think this. I think once you get the vaccine, it's a much different ball game. You're safe. And I think it's a lot better. I think that could have been broadcast louder and stronger. But I think it's a lot better. And, you know, when Fauci first came out, he didn't want anyone to wear a mask. He said it was bad to wear a mask. And then all of a sudden he talked about wearing 1, 2, 3. Let's get a lot of masks and wear them. So, you know, we had a lot of I didn't follow the it's interesting. I didn't follow his directives much, and I turned out to be right in virtually all cases. So it was very interesting.
I was going to say, do you feel that today, too, with this announcement, from the CDC? Do you feel it just confirms what you were saying all along?
Well, I knew that before today, but, you know, they were a little bit late. And in some cases, they were a lot late with other things and with this, I would say. But look, I'm not looking for credit. I'm not looking for anything. I just want to save lives. We saved millions of lives all over the world, and that's the thing that makes me happy. This could have been like the Spanish flu. This is so, you talk about the transmittability of this. It's so contagious. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. It's like you can look at somebody, and this could have been a Spanish flu. You know, as you know, they had the Spanish flu in 1917, where people say as many as 100 million people died. I think without the vaccine, that would have happened here, too.
How would you rate President Biden's handling of the vaccine?
Well, I think he just took over what we did. We distributed it. We had many, many. We were doing millions of distributions and shots, jabs, as they call it. We were doing many, many millions long before he took office, including him, by the way. We did him, and then he said he's working on a vaccine or something. You know, he didn't realize he got shot. I guess he got the jab. But the fact is that they took over our program. We had the military do it. It was logistically incredible how it worked. And then he took over, and they continued the same. I think that they did a bad thing in terms of selling the vaccine, because somehow everything having to do with the mask and all of the different things they did, including the pause with Johnson & Johnson, that hurt the ability to get people to want to get a shot.
So would you tell everybody listening right now, former President Trump, that, yes, go get the vaccine?
Well, I would. I think it's a good thing, and it's easy to get. You know, we made millions and millions of doses, and it's easy to get. It works, and I would recommend it, certainly. But I also say, you know, you have your freedoms, and you do what you have to do. There are some people against it for a lot of reasons, I guess, a lot of reasons that they have. But I would recommend it, absolutely. I mean, we were the ones that did it, and I'm very proud of it. And I think we saved tens of millions of lives worldwide.
Are you frustrated, President Trump, when you talk about, because Operation Warp Speed was a huge success, and you were at the helm of that. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be any appreciation from this president of those efforts, of your efforts. Are you surprised you don't get credit for anything?
Well, a lot of bad things are happening now. The open borders are killing our country. Tens of thousands of people are pouring in. The wall, which could have been finished almost immediately, it started 2.5 years into my administration because we were fighting lawsuits. We had many lawsuits that we ended up winning, and the wall was almost completed, and then they stopped building it the first day that he was there. I don't know what that was all about, because it works. Now I understand they're going to start building it again, but it could have been finished almost immediately. It was ready to be completed and closed up and sealed, and it would have been great, but now they have to start a whole process, and it's going to cost a lot of money, a lot more money. Ours was ready to be done. The contracts were all done, and the material was on site. You see it sitting there still. The material was all there. It was very sad that that wasn't done. That would have had a big impact. But at least they've now finally admitted that they're going to do it, I guess, more than 100 days late. But it's too bad. And you know, the pipeline, you look at the pipeline, 48,000 jobs. So many different things. I mean, it could have been done. And now you take a look at Israel and you take a look at what's going on with other nations. It's a lot of bad things are happening for our country.
Let me ask you, President Trump, are you, when you look at sort of how America has changed, and you talk about so many of these crises that President Biden is facing right now, how do you rate his leadership? And do you feel his policies are to blame for a number of these crises we're talking about?
Well, they're self-created. I mean, the border was the best it has ever been. And you look at the border that we had, and again, a lot of it was that we built almost 500 miles of wall. But the border was the best that it's ever been, by not even close. And they just took everything and just destroyed it in literally a matter of days. And now you have caravans coming up loaded up with tens of thousands of people in some cases, and they're pouring into our country. It's crazy. And you have killers, you have rapists, you have drug dealers, you have a lot of bad people coming in. And it's a very sad thing for our country to watch and to see. We stopped a lot of the drugs coming in because when we sealed up the border, that helped this country with drugs. But now they're coming in at a level that they've never come in before. They've never had anything like what's happening right now. We had it sealed, and relatively speaking, it was doing great in every way, including the distribution of drugs.
So how big of a crisis is it, do you think, at the border right now? Do you believe it is a big national security crisis? Ted Cruz even went so far just a few hours ago saying that Vice President Harris basically is it's a dereliction of duty because she's supposed to be overseeing the border. What's your reaction to what's happening and how big of a crisis is this for America, what's happening at the border?
Oh, it's a tremendous crisis, and we're going to destroy our country, and we are taking in people and criminals in many cases that shouldn't be allowed to come in, and they're coming into our country, and you know, some very bad people, and it's a tremendous crisis. And they don't want to use that word, as you know, Rita, but this is a tremendous crisis for our country.
You know, you bring up the point also, President Trump, that they don't want to use the word crisis. Do you believe that this administration is tone deaf and sort of just unaware and just trying to hope these issues are going to go away, whether it's that, whether it's gas prices, whether it's, you know, what's happening in Israel? It just seems a very sort of disconnected feeling. Do you feel that way?
Well, a lot of people think and say that they want them because they want the votes, but they cheat on the votes anyway. They don't need people because they do it a different way. They just do ballot drops and lots of other things, as you just witnessed in the 2020 election. They can do that other ways. They don't need the people. I just think it's incompetence. Nobody can be happy with what's happening at our border. I don't care whether you're liberal or whether you're conservative, whether you're Democrat, Republican. Nobody can be happy. I don't believe that this is what they want. And now they've lost control. And by the way, it's not easy to just turn it off. You just can't go back immediately to what I was doing. That was a real trudge. That was very hard to get. I got the triangle countries and, you know, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. I got the triangle countries to do things that they've never done before. I cut off money to them, and now the money's flowing back into them at levels that we've never seen. I don't know why they did that without a deal. But it's very sad when you look at what's going on, because we had it at the best level we've ever had it, and now it's no good.
How would you rate, President Trump, how would you rate what you're seeing now from the Biden administration and how they're handling the border and overall leadership in general? How would you describe Biden's leadership?
Well, the border gets an F. That's easy. And overall, we're becoming a socialist country. So, you know, that's no good. And it will fail because all socialist countries fail. And it'll fail. It's just a question of how badly. And they're doing things that Bernie Sanders can't believe and just signing everything. And, you know, we have a real lack of leadership. It's a it's actually crazy to watch. You look at some of the things, you know, they're no good, and they do them anyway. So it's a very bad situation, as you know better than most, Rita.
And President Trump and everybody, we're talking to the 45th president of the United States, President Trump, here live on 77 WABC. What grade, you mentioned leadership, an F, is that, what grade would you give President Biden just overall?
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't think that's fair. I'm very unhappy for the country when I look at what's happening. And now you're going to have inflation. You see what's going on with with a lot of different businesses, a lot of different things, and employment, and the employment numbers are just not where they should be. And they've ended certain regulations, rules and regulations, which I did. I did the biggest tax cut in history, the biggest regulation cut in history. And I think the regulation cut was more important than the tax cut. And now they're putting some of those regulations, which are ridiculous to put on, but they're putting them back on. So it's, it can be turned around, but it'll take a period of time to turn them around. We were in such good position, and now we're not in good position.
Well, that's why so many people are looking at President Trump and seeing, boy, how different the world is and numbers and overseas.
Yeah, it's very different.
You talked about
very different place.
It is. You talked about the economy, too. And I want to hit on the point that a number of businesses, particularly small businesses right now, are having trouble hiring people. And they're almost competing against the federal government because the federal government is giving the stimulus checks. How deeply concerned are you as you touch on the thought of inflation? Do you think we are headed there? And how concerned are you or where we're headed with this economy?
Well, I like people getting the checks. I thought it was good. And frankly, I'm okay with that because we went through a lot with the China virus and we went through a lot. And China should have to pay us for that. It's what they've done. I don't think they did it on purpose, but, you know, they may have. Something should happen. You know, it's just ridiculous what they've done to the world by allowing that to escape, that horrible virus to escape. So, you know, it's not going to happen through Biden, I can tell you that.
Let me ask you, we just have a few minutes left of your time, Mr. President. I want to make sure real quick I get to a couple topics. Everybody, we are talking to the 45th President of the United States, President Donald Trump, here live on 77 WABC. Mr. President, let me ask you real quick about the pipeline, because obviously that's a huge issue. We know that this president canceled the Keystone pipeline in his first day. Obviously, it was a cyber hack, but was the fact that a hack coming in, shutting down a pipeline, causing such devastating effects to the East Coast of America, and it will still for a few days, even though it looks like it's back up, but it's going to take a while. Does that reinforce your policy of a reliance on oil and gas versus going to green energy, where they're talking about? Does that send a message of how important, and also that the Biden team is sort of disconnected from the needs of real Americans and how we function?
Yeah. Well, the green is not nearly powerful enough to power up our factories, and it's extraordinarily expensive, many, many, many times more expensive than what we had been using, especially natural gas, which is really good and environmentally friendly. And, you know, so compared to what we had and what they're talking about, it will destroy our country. You're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to power up these massive factories that we want and that in some cases we're building right now because of my administration. So to watch that and to watch what they're doing in terms of energy, we were energy independent, and now we'll shortly not be energy independent. Your gas prices are going up at a level that rarely has anyone seen that before. I was down to less than $2, and now they're way up and going up higher.
So what would you say to the Biden team?
Saudi Arabia, we'll be buying it from the Middle East. We'll be buying it from Russia. We'll be buying it from all the people that we didn't have to buy it from. It's crazy, and we have so much. You know, I got ANWR approved in Alaska all the way back to past Ronald Reagan. The presidents couldn't get it done. I got it approved. But now with these policies they're putting in, it's absolute madness. We were energy independent, and now soon, very shortly, we won't be.
How does that make you feel as, you know, the former president of this country to watch what's happening in your mind?
Well, not good. I'd like to see, not for me, but for the country. You'd like to see energy independence has always been a big thing. I got it done for the first time ever. We didn't need anybody's energy. And all of a sudden they end the leases, they end so many things. And we will very shortly not be energy independent. So it's not about me, it's about the country. This is so good for our country, and energy prices were so low. It's sort of incredible, Rita. I will tell you, incredible.
Let me ask you, President Trump, Israel, real quick. What a stunning change. A year ago, there they were signing historic peace accords at the White House, the Abraham Accords, and now it looks like they are on the brink of war. Do you believe that President Biden's policies contributed to this? And what are your thoughts about some of the comments that have been coming also from people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and also Ilhan Omar? I don't know if you saw what she said. She basically said that, you know, that Israel is committing terrorism. It's really stunning. What are your reactions to that?
Well, the comments are horrible, and it's been happening more and more with Democrats, and they're going to the other side. And incredibly, if you go back 10 or 15 years, Israel was was so protected by Congress, and now Democrats in Congress are no longer protecting Israel, and some are coming out just stone cold against it. So the comments are terrible. I will say this, this would not have happened. All the things that are happening now would not have happened if I were president. This is happening now because Joe Biden's president, and it's too bad. But he's supposed to be leading this country in so many different ways, and you look at everything's collapsing.
Yeah, there are Israel, so many crises, right?
China, you have Russia. You have all of these things that are happening that would never have happened with me.
Let me ask you about Liz Cheney, President Trump, because, of course, she was ousted just yesterday from leadership. Tomorrow, there's going to be an important vote. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, I know who you back. There's another one, Congressman Chip Roy. First, I want to get your thoughts. What would you say to Liz Cheney? Because she still says she's going to ensure you never get anywhere near the Oval Office again. She's, you know, still saying these comments afterwards.
Well, she's a warmonger. Her family got us, namely her father. But push Bush into going into the Middle East. It was the worst and most tragic mistake ever made by our country. Millions and millions of people died, both sides, and we've spent $9 trillion on that ridiculous quicksand, and it was nuts. And I've gotten them out just about. They'll be out very shortly. Started a movement that, you know, can't be stopped. And fortunately, Biden kept it going. And is going to get them out. But it's, you know, 21 years. We're in 21. People keep saying 19. It's not 19. It's now 21 years. And 21 years is far too much. We haven't had a soldier killed in Afghanistan in over a year. That was with me. Not a soldier. Well, none of our soldiers have been killed in a year. But we're getting out. And that's a good thing. But her father, you know, got us into that nightmare of the Middle East. And we have to prepare for other things. You know, when I came in, our military was depleted. Our planes were old, everything. We've rebuilt our entire military, all American made. By the way, we have the best jets in the world, the best equipment in the world. But I did this. We started a Space Force. We did so much. But it's time to get out. And we should have gotten out a long time ago, frankly. Shouldn't have gone in. That would have been even better. Remember, I used to say, don't go in, but keep the oil if you do. Well, we didn't do anything. I kept the oil in Syria. We're out of Syria, except I left people to protect the oil. I kept the oil in Syria, but we should have done it in Iraq. But we didn't do it because we had stupid leadership. And pretty much that's the story.
What would you say to Liz Cheney, though?
It's a very, very unusual situation we're in right now because we seem to be losing on every front.
So what would you say to Liz Cheney, who has really been just, you know, very staunchly against you, really blasting you and continues to do so and says you're not going to be near the White House, you know, if she has anything to do with it?
Well, look, she's been a loser. She got out by almost unanimous vote. I don't know if it's ever even happened before or something like that happened. I had virtually nothing to do with it except the party likes me. I have a very high approval rating in the party, the highest ever, actually higher than Ronald Reagan, which I'm very honored to have. But, you know, people see that what I did was right. We had the greatest economy in the world, the most jobs, 160 million jobs. We never had anything close to that. The lowest taxes, the best on regulations, the best on the military, the best on the vets. Look what we did with the vets. I mean, it was amazing what we did with the vets. Because we had a 93% approval rating with the vets, which, you know, running the VA, that's never happened before. All it was is a mess. So, you know, we did a real job. And she's a warmonger. She's against me because of the war. She wants to stay and have people have their legs blown off. Wonderful, wonderful people, men and women, and just stay there forever. And we can't do that, not as a nation. It's too expensive in terms of lives and too expensive in terms of money. And it's time we got out. And I brought it down to less than 2,000 people, and the rest are coming out now. And really, it was a freight train that doesn't stop. So we got out, and we got out pretty quickly once we really started the move. But, you know, we were entrenched, and people like Liz Cheney kept us there.
So what would you say to her that she still continues to make comments even after being...
I don't care about her. I mean, I don't care about her. She's a loser. And she's going to lose. You know, in Wyoming, her state was a great state for me. One of my highest, maybe my highest. I won by a tremendous amount. She's down to 9% popularity. her approval rating is at around 9%. The people can't stand her. She's not a person with any personality. She's not a person with any vision other than, you know, let's have soldiers in every country everywhere in the world. And frankly, we have a lot of other things we can do with our money.
John Katsimatidis.
And with our lives, by the way. And with our lives.
And John Katsimatidis, of course, who owns 77WABC, you brought up Space Force. He brought up the idea of a cyber force that should come into play with the pipeline, with what happened. Would you think that that's a great idea? Sort of an academy, sort of a West Point of teaching people cyber.
And John's a very smart guy, and he's a friend of mine, a great person, a supporter. And John is, he's right about that. We actually have a good form of it, but not, in my opinion, not good enough. But John's 100% right. See, that's why he's successful.
See, there you go. And speaking of success, do you believe that with this vote of Liz Cheney, ousted from leadership, and of course, if Elise Stefanik, who you support, goes in, do you believe that that's a message that this is the party of Trump, that this is the Republican Party of Trump?
Well, look, I'm not looking to have it be the party of Trump. I'm looking to have a great country. I'm looking to have a country that is run by people that know what they're doing. And we had it going. And then they had a fraudulent election. And many people know that. It was a total fraud. And it's coming out. You take a look at Arizona. You take a look at different places that are looking right now, Michigan. Look at what's going in Wisconsin. So many different places. Look even in New Hampshire. So many different places. It's all being found. And so we'll see what happens. But it was a fraudulent election, and people are very unhappy about it.
Now
look at what's happening with the borders and with all of the other problems that we've got that we should have never had.
And everybody, we are talking live to former President Donald Trump. You know, we opened it up to listeners. Some of these questions, Mr. President, were from listeners because we had so many who wanted to ask you questions. But, of course, the big question, I know you've been asked this a lot, but I have to ask you is, what are your plans? Are you more likely, as you're seeing what's happening to the country economically, also socially, too? There's been so many changes. Are you more apt to say, I'm looking to run in 2024? Is there sort of more of a gut as you're seeing?
Well, I'm loving what I do, and I'm loving the results that we've had, and I think people will be very happy with my decision.
Are you more likely, do you see, as you see things coming apart?
I don't want to say that because, but I will tell you, I really, I've loved the results that we've had. I've done a great job for the American people. They understand that. You got 75 million votes, which no president has ever gotten anywhere near that number. No sitting president has ever gotten anywhere near that number. I don't believe that Biden got anywhere near that number either, by the way. But we've done a real job, and I look forward to making people very happy.
Which sounds like someone who's definitely watching things. We've known you a long time, Mr. President. I would assume you're watching 2022 and then making a decision after that. But if I were a better, and you know Atlantic City, would you put your bet on you for the next go-round? Do you see anyone else who could lead the party?
Answer, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun together, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the people of your audience, and you have a great audience, and it's great being with them, and they've been very supportive. They've been really very supportive, and we'll have a lot of fun together, and we'll do a great job for our country.
That sounds to me like someone I've known a long time who sounds like he's leaning more and more towards it, because we've had so many people from our audience saying, you know, as they've seen the country falling apart, remembering your leadership.
Well, tell them to stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, what an honor to have you here. We are so grateful that you made the time. And thank you so much for being with us here live on 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Rita.
Thank you so much.
That was Rita Cosby with Donald Trump on 77 WABC. For more, go to 77WABCRadio.com.
And a lot of the highlights, by the way, from the interview that you just heard, which was live here on 77 ABC earlier today. You can go on to WABCRadio.com. Make sure that you share it with your friends because it was really fabulous to talk with them about so many key areas. What did you think you know, was really the standout moment. I thought there were some really great moments and a lot of things that I hadn't heard from him before, too. And I've known him a long time, but there were some interesting answers that he gave. I also thought his answer on 2024 was very interesting. I can't wait to hear what all of you think about that. Also, Liz Cheney and so many other things. The number is 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. What did you think of President Trump? What stood out to you? What impressed you? What surprised you? I thought there were some really great moments, and I cannot wait to hear what all of you think. You can tell I used a number of your questions and a number of the topics that we've been talking about for the last few days. And that was really, really fun to incorporate all of you as well. Again, the number is 1-800-848-9222. Tell me what you liked, what surprised you. What did you think of President Trump right here on 77 WABC?
It's the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
I'm a mother. And I know there's a product that you must have in your home to be used on anyone you love to save their life. The LifeVac Rescue Device is the only non-invasive portable airway clearing device in the world. 100% effective and very easy to use. This is a life-saving device. From one parent, daughter, wife to another, please protect your family today with a LifeVac. Go to LifeVac.net. Use the code WABC and receive 10% off. LifeVac.net. That's LifeVac.net.
For over 35 years, the Staten Island Law Offices of Ann Julianne Gentile have the experience and compassion to help you walk with confidence. Call Ann Julianne Gentile now, 718-816-0005. That's 718-816-0005.
Remember before COVID-19, when we could go to shows or celebrate in person? Let's get back to that. Let's get vaccinated. Go to covid19.nj.gov/vaccine to register for your vaccination. Yeah, let's get back to that.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
This is Curtis Sliwa to remind all of you that it is National Police Week. You should take the time to personally stop and thank police officers for their service and continued sacrifice. I'm running for mayor of New York City to refund and to hire even more police. We need to support the police so that we can once again have safe streets and subways. To help my effort to refund and support the police, go to Curtis Sliwa for mayor. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
Hey, it's Sid, and I'm here with our friend and attorney for the 9/11 community, Michael Barish.
It's great to be with you, Sid.
Michael, tell our listeners, what do you mean when you say 9/11 didn't end on 9/11?
That almost 20 years after the attacks, more people have died from 9/11 related illnesses than actually died on 9/11.
Wow. You told me over 500,000 people who lived or worked below Canal Street were impacted and at risk for up to 68 linked cancers.
That's right, Sid. Skin cancer, prostate cancer, and breast cancer are the most common cancers that have been linked, as well as many respiratory illnesses.
And Michael, it's not just the first responders that qualify for the $10 billion victim compensation fund?
Correct. And that's the big misconception. So far, only 7% of non-responders have enrolled in the free health program and received awards.
So, if you or a loved one were in the exposure zone, contact Barish and McGarry at 911victimfund.com to see if you qualify. No other law firm has recovered more awards for 9/11 victims. Again, that's 911victimfund.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-682-9928. 800-682-9928.
Optima Tax Relief.
Rita Cosby is on 77 WABC.
And you were listening to the Rita Cosby Show. You just heard the exclusive interview that we did only a few hours ago with none other than the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, talking about a wide range of issues. Also talking about Liz Cheney, because there's a big vote first thing in the morning on leadership. Remember, she got ousted. So who will be her replacement? Where is that going to head? Also, the border. I thought it was really interesting. He gave the border an F And also was very critical of Biden's leadership and also Liz Cheney's comments, needless to say, and some of the comments that many view as anti-Semitic against Israel coming from some folks in the Democratic side like Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I thought his answer was really interesting on if he's going to run for president in 2024. I want to hear what all of you think, if you liked and you kind of got the nuances that I definitely heard in his voice and in his comments. But let's go to Alex from Brooklyn. Alex, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Rita. Thanks for taking my call. I absolutely love the interview. President Trump seemed to be in an interesting mood, like very chilled.
Yes. Yeah. Very measured. Very measured. I use that word. Isn't that? Chilled's a good word, too.
I heard that or saw that from President Trump before. It was interesting. But before I get to my comment, if you could say this after I give my comment, because you're such a unique interviewer, and it sounds like from listening to you give all those interviews, you really enjoy asking the questions in interesting ways. I'm very curious, what's your basic strategy, if you could say that after I give my comment? But there was a very interesting point that I like that you made about Joe coming out this late by saying that vaccinated people don't have to wear masks.
And, yes. Yep.
Right. And because, you know, why do you have to wait this late? And also, I was thinking on the same idea, Joe says July 4th, we might be able to open up the country. I don't get that. Why do you need a date? Right. Why do you need a date? You just have to assess the situation. The second you can open up the country, open it up, because people are hurting, right?
Absolutely. And by the way, Alex, one of the things that I thought was really interesting, as you point out, on that issue, because you remember President Trump all along has been very much, when he was in the White House, very much at odds with Fauci, what Fauci was saying. It was like Fauci, remember, and he brought it up today, which was an interesting point. He goes, remember Fauci was saying no masks? Then he said, no, we need 1, 2, 3 masks. You know, it was like all over the place, and which has been so confusing for the American public. And a lot of people were saying today, when this decision came down with President Biden, where it was, okay, you know, we're lifting the requirement if you're fully vaccinated to have masks inside and outside. It was a big deal. You know, Biden was, oh, we just got this new science. We just got this, you know, a lot of people are like, that science has been around for weeks, if not months. And you know, nobody knows that better than the former president of the United States, who knows a lot of the details. So it was interesting, too. I actually thought, you know, it was interesting, Alex, you used the word sort of chilled. He was very chilled. And I thought he was very, like, introspective. And I thought he was very reflective. And also, you know, very thoughtful, even in some of his answers, too, because, you know, he didn't, there were opportunities. And guess what, Alex, thank you for the compliment about my interviewing style, because there were times where I was wondering, okay, is he going to like make a comment about that person? So I'd come back at another question and ask another one. And he was very, like, I thought on many accounts, even though he said it's weak leadership, there were other opportunities where he could have really slammed President Biden. And he just said, listen, I want what's good for the country. I thought he sounded very presidential, very gracious. And I thought very reflective, and also, you know, pointed out that they had a lot to do with all this. We're going to talk about the interview that everyone is buzzing about, the interview with President Donald Trump. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. It's 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. What did you like? What were the highlights? What were the surprising answers? You just heard it from him firsthand. What do you think? Let us know when we come back.
This is the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
Life is complicated. We all know it, and all can use the proper support system. You know what else can be complicated? Owning a home. And that's why Rex was built to go beyond the simple real estate transaction. Full service agents for buying and selling, mortgage services, insurance quotes, escrow and title, even home repair. All one call away. I guess you could call Rex your home support system and not a typical brokerage. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. Want more? Of course you do. With all that convenience comes reduced fees, too. In fact, the average Rex homeowner saves over $10,000 when buying and selling a home. Want to get started? It's never too soon. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. 833-739-4663. New York license number 10991225737. For further licensing disclosures, please visit rexhomes.com.
In the Know, I'm Andy Solomon. According to the Integrated Benefits Institute, disability claims nearly doubled early in the pandemic. It's likely that many of these individuals never experienced the claims process before, and it can be overwhelming for those who don't know what to expect. Evan Scarponi, VP and Chief Claims Officer, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
There's a misconception that disability insurance is only for injuries. In fact, you can claim disability insurance and receive income protection for a wide spectrum of diagnoses, including maternity leave, cancer diagnoses, orthopedic conditions, and behavioral health.
On average, disability plans cover about 60% of a person's full wage.
If you need to file a claim, you have two options. Go through your employer or contact your insurance provider directly. Both will guide you through the process. In fact, Prudential has been working to make this step easier and cut the time it takes to submit a claim.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
The COVID-19 vaccines were developed and tested within stringent guidelines from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We had independent scientific reviews from a data safety monitoring board.
Overwhelmingly, it's safe for you.
Hear more from New Jersey doctors about COVID-19 at nj.gov/health/vaxfacts. That's nj.gov/health/vaxfacts.
It's The Rev and the Rabbi every Sunday morning at 7:30.
This is Rabbi Joseph Potasnik.
This is Reverend A.R. Bernard. Join us every Sunday for The Rev and the Rabbi.
Don't miss the dynamic duo, The Rev and the Rabbi, every Sunday morning at 7:30. If you miss the show, download the 77 WABC app or listen to the podcast at WABCradio.com.
Join us for The Rev and the Rabbi
every Sunday morning at 7:30.
Right here on 77 WABC.
Cosby is on 77 WABC.
And you're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. We're talking about the exclusive interview that we did at 5 o'clock here today on 77 WABC with none other than President Trump. What did you like about it? What surprised you? You could tell he, you know, enjoyed talking to the WABC listeners, too. He was really thrilled when I had mentioned that a number of you had submitted questions. And I just thought it was just a wonderful opportunity to hear from him and get his perspective on so many really important issues. It's 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Tommy from Connecticut. Tommy, your thoughts on the interview. What'd you think?
It was wonderful. I was so happy to hear Donald Trump's voice, and you've done a wonderful, wonderful job. I think you're a very well-learned person, and the way you ask questions. And it made me feel good that I could hear him, you know, because it gave me a little comfort. Because this bum, Joe Biden, I know, Donald Trump gave everything to them. It's like we have a saying, I was born a shepherd, I was a shepherd, a Macedonian Greek. And when you give somebody a full bucket of milk and they just dump it over, that's what Joe Biden did.
Well, you know what's, you know what's interesting, and Tommy, thanks so much for the call, because that's pretty much what he said was, listen, we gave him this, we gave him tight borders, we gave them prosperity, we gave them the vaccine, and he was like, I'm so sad to see what's happening with this country. I mean, imagine that, and from a reflective moment, when you leave office and that's the pieces from the economic and from the perspective and all this hope and all these other things, and then, you know, he feels like, gosh, what's happening at the border? Gosh, look at what's happening in Israel. It's on fire. Look at all these issues with the economy now. Look what happened with the pipeline. I mean, there's so many of these things that he just cannot believe is in place in this country. And think about how the one thing I found very personal asking him was, was it bittersweet for him when he saw this moment today? Because he did tee it up, as you all know. And I brought that up to the president because of Operation Warp Speed. He got the vaccines. He spent all this effort. He and his administration, you know, it was full steam ahead. And without that effort, there would not be a vaccine. There would not be an opportunity right now where people could walk around without the mask. So lots of stuff. We're going to continue with your calls. Everybody stay on. I want to hear your thoughts on the big interview with President Donald Trump.
Talk radio for New York and all of America. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and
WABC, New York.
you can take off the mask. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's the guidance for some people under some circumstances from the CDC.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Director Rochelle Walensky, but she says you should still wear one in public transportation or in a large crowd. President Biden called it a major milestone, but said,
if you haven't been vaccinated, wear your mask for your own protection and the protection of the people who are also have not been vaccinated yet.
This change coming as coronavirus cases are at their lowest rate since September and deaths are at their lowest point since last April. The Israeli military preparing for a ground operation into Gaza as rockets continue to be fired on both sides in the fiercest fighting in the region in years.
9,000 reserve troops have been called up and combat soldiers are being told not to leave their bases. A senior Hamas official speaking to Fox News today says that more than 100 Palestinians inside the strip have died so far. Many of them children. 7 Hamas anti-tank units were taken out today, though the real lasting effect is the infrastructure. The Israelis are targeting many of these tall, high-rise buildings that have military offices in them, and there are civilians that live there. So when they take a building like this down, suddenly hundreds of people become homeless, and it's going to be a humanitarian crisis.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Israel. President Biden said he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about de-escalation, but also said there is not been a significant overreaction. Egyptian officials are attempting to broker a ceasefire. 9 people have been shot, 3 critically hurt in Providence, Rhode Island. Police say all the victims were between 19 and 25, and they are all from feuding groups known to authorities. America is listening to Fox News.
Now the latest from 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com. I'm Lisa Salvati. Governor Cuomo says New York is not ready to go maskless indoors just yet. State officials will still have to review the new CDC guideline that masks are no longer needed indoors for people who are fully vaccinated. Meantime, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the state is not ready to move on from indoor masks. Connecticut, though, will go maskless indoors beginning May 19th. New York City is offering coronavirus vaccine incentives. Anyone who shows their CDC-issued vaccine card at Shake Shack can get a free side of fries until the end of the month. And people getting vaccinated going forward will have a chance to win tickets to the Global Citizen Live Music Festival and the Governor's Ball. There are renewed calls for more cops in the subways after 4 separate attacks in a 3-hour span yesterday. WABC Sarah Lee Kessler reports one official says the situation is out of control.
It's like the Wild West out here, and it's got to stop.
John Samuelson, the head of the Transport Workers Union, is outraged following Wednesday's attacks on 3 commuters and a subway supervisor. So are riders. They say more cops are needed and needed now.
We need more police. People do not feel safe.
There have been 40 assaults on the subway so far this year. That's an 81% increase from last year. In sports, the Yankees lost to the Rays 9-1. The Knicks beat the Spurs 102-98. Traffic and transit on the way. Now your forecast from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. Tonight, clear, low 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 75. It's 60 degrees in Central Park, 54 in Piscataway. I'm Lisa Salvati, streaming at home on your smart speakers. Just say play 77 WABC.
WABC, traffic and transit.
Washington Bridge, the inbound lower deck is closed for construction till 5 a.m. No delay for the Holland or the Lincoln tunnels. Alternate side parking rules suspended on Friday for religious observance. A motorcycle accident shutting Bruckner Boulevard both ways between the Sheridan Expressway and the Hunts Point Drawbridge. And the Jackie Robinson Parkway remains closed due to an accident on the westbound side between Union Turnpike and Forest Park Drive. In New Jersey, in Jersey City, we have a closure of 1 and 9 on the northbound side between the Pulaski Skyway and the Tunnelly Circle due to a serious crash investigation. I'm Tom Rogers, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Now, a better way to start your day. Due to popular demand, the WABC Early News is now from 5 to 6:30. Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano have news. Traffic on the 7s. Sit on sports at 15 and 45. Business reports, weather, and the newsmakers. The information you need to start your day from the station you trust. The WABC Early News. 5 to 6:30. Weekday mornings on 77 WABC.
In the know, I'm Rich Rosario. Allergies can appear at any time, and it might not be obvious at first that what you are experiencing is, in fact, allergies. Dr. Tanya Elliott, New York City-based allergist immunologist, explains the importance of recognizing the symptoms.
If you sneeze a lot, if your nose is often runny or stuffy, or if your eyes often feel itchy, you may be experiencing allergies. It's worth seeing an allergist to provide the right diagnosis.
Dr. Elliott says that when symptoms are persistent or affect quality of life, your physician may recommend a combination of lifestyle changes and treatment.
Flonase Sensimus works directly in the nose to provide all-in-one relief for the worst allergy symptoms, including nasal congestion. With a light, gentle mist you barely feel, it provides more complete relief right at the source.
This segment is sponsored by Flonase. Learn more at flonase.com.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story, talking to the biggest names, covering the biggest stories. She's Rita Cosby. This is the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet.
And we just wrapped up, as you heard here on 77 WABC, an extraordinary exclusive interview with none other than the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, who joined us for half an hour and was talking with me about everything from the border to Biden's lack of leadership, also the big CDC announcement that you don't have to wear a mask if you are fully vaccinated. That was a big deal. I also, of course, had to ask him about the comments from Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both members of the squad, which have been very critical of Israel with everything that's been going over there in the Middle East, with Ilhan Omar making the suggestion that Israel is committing terrorism, saying that, you know, you shouldn't be necessarily supporting Israel, that they are committing terrorist acts. It was very, very strong language, and President Trump responding to that. And we also, of course, got to the issue of the border, because one of the things, it was so interesting, and I want to hear from all of you on this, because here is a president who very much, as we know, wrote on the issue of tough borders, of closed borders, of security, of national security for this United States. And one of his big issues, of course, was closing the border, making sure that immigration was safe, that it was done legally, that they were not allowing other folks to come in that were not wanted there, that they were vetted. And you think about, boy, in the last month with the new numbers that just came out, it was 178,000 have crossed the border. Those are just the ones that they have found, not the, quote, gotaways that we don't keep track of. So you think about, all I could think about when I was talking to him today was what a contrast the world has been. And I've covered politics, and I have covered so many presidents over the years, guys. I cannot think of a moment where the world just looked like two different worlds. It looked like a different country from where it was. Think about when President Trump left on January 20th and he walked out of the White House, how different the world was, how different the vision of the world was from what we have seen now in a little over 100 days. And boy, he was sitting back and going, oh, my gosh. And he said, I'm so sad for this country. I love this country. I mean, you could definitely hear how patriotic, how much he loves the country, and how just deeply saddened and frustrated he is seeing what is happening to what he feels. Look, we did all this work and it's being dismantled. You know, the wall came down. The security came down. And we asked him, of course, about the border, and I asked him what he thought of what he is seeing at the border, and also the fact that this president continues to deny and won't even say that it's a crisis. This is what he had to say.
Oh, it's a tremendous crisis, and we're going to destroy our country. And
we are taking in people and criminals in many cases that shouldn't be allowed to come in, and they're coming into our country, and you know, some very, very bad people, and it's a tremendous crisis, and they don't want to use that word, as you know, Rita, but this is a tremendous crisis for our country.
And the other thing I also asked the president was, we talked about Liz Cheney, because tomorrow morning they are doing a vote in leadership to decide who is going to replace Liz Cheney. Remember, she was ousted. She was the number three position in the House, and she voted for impeachment for President Trump and has been just blasting him left and right. And in fact, after she was ousted from leadership, she came out and said, you know what, I'm going to make sure that he never makes it to the Oval Office again. So I asked him about those comments. I asked him what he thinks of Liz Cheney, and this is what he had to say.
Well, look, she's been a loser. She got out by almost unanimous vote. I don't know if it's ever even happened before or something like that happened. I had virtually nothing to do with it, except the party likes me. I have a very high approval rating in the party, the highest ever, actually higher than Ronald Reagan, which I'm very honored to have. But, you know.
And he was just sitting there going, what is going on at the border? In fact, I asked him, how would you rate the border? How would you rate the situation at the border? And without hesitation, he said, I would give it an F. Let's go to the callers. The number is 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Also, be sure to follow me on social media at Rita Cosby. Send me your comments there as well. I often read them on the air. And also go to at 77WABC. What did you think of the Trump interview? What were the highlights? What was your favorite part? What was the part that surprised you? There was a couple things that surprised me in his answers. And even his tone was interesting. He was very, everyone was saying, I don't know if you guys were listening when we did it, when we played it earlier today, right afterwards, we were reacting in real time. And I found him to be, quote, very presidential, very measured, very pensive. And it was kind of an interesting, different tone of a President Trump, not sort of the bombastic and the shouting. And of course, he had always his good zingers and his good, clever lines, as he always did. But I thought he was very thoughtful, and I thought he just served himself really well. I thought the interview and his comments were just extremely, extremely powerful. What do you think? It's 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Tom from the Bronx. Tom, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Rita. I'd like to say that President Trump has made a lot of good common sense. Everybody else seems to be wacky, to put it bluntly.
But did you know what's interesting, too, Tom? One of the things that I found really, really interesting was that, yes, indeed, he definitely, you know, like said, listen, this is what's going on. It's a mess. It's crazy. He even used the word wacky. Like he almost can't believe what he's seeing happening at the border, what he sees happening in Israel. And the other thing that's amazing, Tom, the contrast. And one of the things I brought up with him was, think about a year ago, there was that signing at the White House, and here it was Arab leaders, unprecedented Arab leaders coming together with Israel, supporting Israel in those Abraham Accords that were a big, big deal and a huge accomplishment. And then here we are a year later, and Israel, you know, and the Palestinians, I mean, it is, you know, we're on the brink of war. And you're seeing, you know, just tons of rockets firing down, and some new word today that even some rockets were coming down from other parts, possibly from Lebanon, too, not just from Gaza. So that could mean that Hezbollah may be in this fight, too, which would be, boy, just a real mess in addition to what Israel is already experiencing. But it was fascinating. Let's go to Michael from New Jersey. Michael, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead, Michael. What did you think?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I've been in a private practice for 50 years, and I'm trained to listen to a person overtly what his message is and covertly.
All right, so Michael, how did you rate, let's hear overtly and covertly. How about overtly on Trump, Michael?
Okay, overtly, he was very restrained, very diplomatic, and he clearly avoided being very critical.
He did
not speak the way he usually does, which is very interesting.
I found, what did you make of that? I found that really interesting, too. What did you make of that?
It's very possible that he's trying to change his image, because I think he believes that many people didn't want him, not so much because of his policies, but because of his character. So it's very possible that he's now trying to avoid that negative image.
And by the way, when you're saying character, you mean sort of the quips or the nasty comments or those kind of things is where you're going, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But covertly, it's very interesting. Even though he was restrained, but I could hear underneath that he feels that Joe Biden is probably a disaster. He's probably the most dangerous man in America because of his power, and that he is actually destroying the United States, except he wouldn't say it.
Although, by the way, I actually disagree with you on that. Not that that's not how he feels, because I do agree, Michael, that's how he feels. But he basically did say, he said, you know, this has been a disaster. He used some terminology saying that, you know, I can't believe where this country's gone, and within a few days. And then he also said it was self-inflicted, because I said the things that are exploding around the world, and I was kind of talking about Israel, border, all these things. And I said, did President Biden's policies cause this? And he said, oh, yeah, these are self-inflicted. So there's no question that he believes the state of the world, i.e. with America in the middle, is because of Biden's policies affecting it. There's no doubt.
I do believe he will run. I could hear it in his voice.
I do too. Did you hear, did you hear me try to bait him on that one, Michael?
Yes, I did, yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, it's interesting unconsciously what he seems to feel. He feels he's a messianic figure to save America, to make America great. That's behind him. That is what's driving him. In fact, his life goal, what he wants is that this should be his legacy. Look, he's done everything. He's wealthy. He's famous. What does he have left to go in his life before it ends? He wants this to be a legacy where he can actually make America great.
And Michael, by the way, Michael, you are terrific. You're great. And you know the other thing too, Michael, in addition to all that, I also asked him, to your point, I asked him, is it a bittersweet moment? Because I kept thinking, here he is watching the president, the 46th president, come on out for the first time, basically without a mask at the White House, too. That was another thing, because, you know, he's been masked up even on Zoom calls, President Biden. So he comes out and he basically says, you know, okay, well, the world's opening up. This is a huge moment. If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And again, none of these moments would be possible. And I say this whether you're out there and you're a Democrat or a Republican, the facts are the facts. If Operation Warp Speed did not happen, and this president prior, the one who we had on for the wonderful interview today, if President Trump did not push Operation Warp Speed and demand that these companies get funding and give them the resources, give them the gumption and the motivation, this would never have happened where there would have been a vaccine so fast. And I thought one of the things that was staggering to hear from President Trump was, had the vaccine not happened, he said, I believe 100 million people would have died around the world. I absolutely believe that had these advanced efforts not happened, and he basically teed it up and all Biden had to do was walk in the door. And it must have been a very reflective moment, though, for him to be watching all these things happening in the world today and saying, God, if I was here, I could try to fix that, or I could be at least seeing it through. There were some really interesting moments. Let's go to Liz from Rockland County. Liz, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead. Hi, Liz. Go ahead, Liz. Let's go to Jacqueline from Brooklyn. Jacqueline, go ahead.
Rita, like everyone else, I just want to commend you and compliment you and thank you for that interview. It was wonderful to hear the questions that you asked the president and to hear the president being presidential again. What I also want to thank you for is for referring to him as Mr. President, which Clinton is no longer the president, and the mainstream media continues to refer to him, as well as Obama, as Mr. President. They never refer to them as the former president. Just like the same is true with Hillary being referred to as the Secretary of State, as if they are currently still in office, which they haven't been, some of them, for decades.
And by the way, that's a very interesting point. But you know what's interesting too, Jacqueline? You're right that the media, and one of the things that President Trump brought up was how biased the media has been, which it absolutely has been just horrible to him. I mean, you look at the softballs that this current president is getting compared to what President Trump was dealing with every day. And he also, if you look, they were so quick to say the ex-president, you know, when they're referring to Trump, like sort of like the former president, the ex-president, the this, you know, they can't wait to say ex and former with him. And with the others, they call them the president. You're right. It's and it's sort of a subtle, but that's a really great point too, Jacqueline, because I'm from the school where if you were a president, they are always the president. If I saw an ambassador walk down the street, I'd say Mr. Ambassador or Mrs. Ambassador, because once they've achieved that status, they deserve that status. And President Trump absolutely deserves that status. And I thought he came across today, again, really presidential. And I thought he served himself really well. Let's go to Liz from Rockland County. Liz, are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Hey, what did you think of the interview, Liz?
First of all, I love your energy. So I enjoy your show. This is the second time I heard him since I heard him today.
Oh, good, good. Was it better the second time or how would
you? Oh my gosh, it's always better the second time and the third time. I love him. He is my president. He will always be my president. And this is what I got from his tone and his interview. I feel like he's passed the frustration, and now he's going to bring in the solution. Because if it was me, I'd be screaming and kicking inside. Like, you know, are you kidding me? Everything that I did that was for the good of our people, you've destroyed just because you don't like me. So, and I feel like he's ready to pounce, but more important, I feel that he's never left. So he's definitely working on something.
Yeah, by the way, I think he's going to run in 2024 by that answer. Didn't you think so?
I think he's already, yeah, he's running already, don't you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
Interview.
Yep.
He's coming. He's not, but he's never left, Rita.
No, that's a great, actually, Liz, that's a really superb point because he still stayed in the game. You can tell he's still sharp as a tack. In fact, he wanted to go to the border. And in fact, when I was listening to him today, I thought, boy, what a contrast from him to what we were hearing with President Biden, where he was like, oh, should I be answering questions? Should I not be answering questions? Remember that whole sort of fumble thing at the conference the other day? And just even President Trump, who was measured, had 20,000 times more energy than Biden has on his best day. You know, it was like, it was such a contrast just to see him speak from the heart, not feeling like he had to be, you know, in terms of, screened or careful or dancing around. I mean, he did, you know, he answered the questions and was also, I just thought, very sincere about his love of this country. I mean, to me, I left very much with someone who appreciates the country and wants to do whatever he feels is best for the country, sincerely wants to do that. Like he kept saying, you know, I'm happy that this moment happened. He didn't use it as an opportunity, as our other caller had said, to swipe at Biden. He said, I'm happy for this moment because I'm happy for America. You know, like I love this country. And that was really beautiful to hear, you know, that kind of moment and patriotism and love and sincere love. You could just hear it. And I'm sure all of you felt that too as well. We're going to continue with your calls, everybody. 1-800-848-9222. What did you think of the big exclusive interview with President Trump today here on 77 WABC? What were the highlights? What did you take from it? And do you think, as Paula and a number of the others, and Jacqueline, you also just brought this up, that you think he's going to run again? And I think he is too. And I think it was Jacqueline who just said he's never left us. But he certainly still feels very much in the game. And I think he is ready for 2022 and then ready for 2024. Is that the take you guys all got? It's 1-800-848-9222.
This is the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC. It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo. This Sunday night starting at 6.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. It's witchcraft. Yet I get a kick out of you.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6.
With me, Joe Piscopo.
On
WABC.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number 2, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA. Zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Looking for your next investment? Want to cash out of stock market risk and volatility? Here are 8 reasons to consider NRIA's proven real estate development fund. Monthly cash flow payouts of 10% annualized, and bonuses to 21% targeted. We strategically locate in lower-risk, high-demand areas people are moving to. New construction is short on supply. Real estate affords diversification and safety from stock market risk and volatility. We have substantial property assets selling out every month, supporting your investment. Our short and long-term strategy provides for steady returns today and major upside targets. Our buildings are socially responsible, environmentally friendly, and pandemic-hardened. We are an industry leader with a 15-year proven track record. Hedge against inflation and receive steady cash flow. Start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
And this is Rita Cosby. I seem to always be super busy and have hectic days, particularly days that I'm interviewing the former president of the United States. I could be a little busy then. By the way, everybody, I got about an hour sleep last night, but it was definitely worth it. I am up early, and as you know, I go to bed super late, and I am always, always on the go. And I just don't have time to deal with any pain, nor do any of you. And that's why I'm so excited to introduce you to my new friends at Trinity Rehab. These are the folks that will restore your freedom to live your life pain-free. So don't be fooled. This is not your father's physical therapy. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art stuff. They have the EPAP machine. This is FDA-approved, non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology, similar to what's used to break up kidney stones. It breaks up scar tissue, it enhances healing, and it gets rid of pain fast. It's effective for conditions like back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. And in just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. It is super easy. And there isn't any prescription needed to get started at all. Plus, super convenient locations. They are all over New Jersey, now open in Clifton, Paramus, Emerson, East Windsor, Shrewsbury, and a brand new location in Short Hills. So be sure to call Trinity Rehab today and live pain-free. The number is 800-518-0977. That's Trinity Rehab, 800-518-0977. Or go to trinity-rehab.com.
Rita Cosby is on 77 WABC.
And you are listening to The Rita Cosby Show. We are talking about the exclusive interview just a few hours ago, which you just heard us play again because everybody is buzzing about it. It's making lots of headlines. An exclusive with the former president of the United States, President Donald Trump. And I just thought he was so great on so many different areas. And we talked about a lot. I mean, we talked about the pipeline too, the Colonial Pipeline, of course, which was shut down because of the cyber hack. And we talked about the vulnerabilities associated with that. And one of the issues I brought up was one of the things that John Catsimatidis here at 77 WABC brought up in terms of the cyber force. So does he think that that was a good idea? I asked the president, does he think an idea of creating a cyber force, sort of like a West Point for cyber experts, would be the way to kind of protect us for the future? And the president thought that was a great idea and thought it was really, really interesting. He also definitely blasted Liz Cheney, who has now been ousted from her leadership position and has been so super critical of President Trump. And he just said, you know, she's a loser. I don't really care what she says. She's a warmonger, that she's angry because I was pulling out troops and she and her dad just love wars. And it was really interesting to hear his thoughts on all of that. Tomorrow they're going to be voting a new leadership person. And then we also talked about Israel, because I don't think there's been a better president from the American side to be more supportive of Israel than President Trump and all the things that he accomplished in terms of the Abraham Accords and all the issues. So it's fascinating, just so many different layers. And I loved his answer when I asked him about 2024. He said, stay tuned. And then I tried to do the old betting one, because I even played off on Atlantic City, because, of course, he has hotels and he had all those different locations in Atlantic City, the Trump Tower in Atlantic City. I said, if you were a betting person, I try to put it in Frank Morano terms, because Frank loves AC. So I try to use the AC terms. And I basically said, hey, OK, if you were a betting person, do you think that indeed you will run? And he's like, oh, I just think you'll be super happy, Rita. So he's certainly, I would say 99.99999, he's going to run. I'm curious what all of you think. And if you think that that is what's going to happen. Let's go to Tom from Long Island. Tom, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead, Tom.
God bless you, Rita.
Thank you, Tom.
It's a blessing to talk to you. God has been so good to you. Yeah, I became a citizen in 1969.
Oh, my goodness. And by the way, Tom, thank you for your sweet words, because I do feel blessed. You know, when you get to talk to somebody who's been the president of the United States, and hear his perspectives and his important perspectives as someone who's been on the front line. To me, I really, really appreciate that. Let's go to Mario from Brooklyn. Mario, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead, Mario.
Yes, Rita. I'd just like to commend you on your interview with President Trump. And I know his talking points by heart. And with the election of Mr. Biden, It felt like, you know, we were in the light and the light switch went out and we're back into the dark again, you know?
You know, and by the way, that was one of the things too, Mario, that he kept saying, gosh, you know, look, I teed it up. I got the vaccines. I did all this. I had the borders secured. The economy, you know, was obviously bumpy at the end because of the pandemic, but it was horrible everywhere in the world. That's not, you know, that's not a Trump. And in fact, he was pushing to open it up. And one of the things he felt was like, even what happened today with Biden saying, you know, basically, if you have a vaccine, you're fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask. And what President Trump was saying was basically, what took you so long? So you think about, had he been in charge at this moment in history, maybe things would have opened up a lot sooner. I'm sure they would have, basically, from what we've heard. Let's go to Jeff from Jersey City. Jeff, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead.
It's actually Joe from the Bronx.
Oh, sorry, Joe. We got a lot of callers. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. You know, President Trump very assiduously touched on something with regard to Liz Cheney, that her father, the former vice president, Dick Cheney, and that slimy crew of neoconservatives got us involved in the Middle East in the first place. And, you know, basically it's been a long, bloody 20 years. And again, some 6,000 dead Americans later and trillions of dollars down the drain, we're still stuck in a quagmire in that region.
Well, that's why, Joe, by the way, he even brought up 21 years. One of the things he said, you know, he said, listen, it has been 21 years and I've been bringing them out, and she and her father have been pushing. They feel differently and don't like the fact that he's, you know, not part of the, quote, war machine, if you will.
Yeah, and that being said, with regard to the current Arab-Israeli conflict that's going on.
Yep, real quick, go ahead.
Yeah, that has the potential to actually widen in that region. We should be looking towards a policy of neutrality in that region, not backing either side. If they want to slaughter each other, you know, hey, that's not a concern.
Wait, Joe, two things. I'll take issue with that. One is, first off, I think that, and I do think, listen, I'm a big believer. I interviewed Arafat one day, and the next day I interviewed Ariel Sharon. So I'm a big believer. I know that region well. And I do think that it's important to hear from all sides. There's no question. But when there is a country that's getting, like, bombarded with rockets, and being hit from all sides with rockets and 1,500 rockets, and now the latest reports that it's coming from Lebanon as well, not just the Gaza area, it's hard to kind of say, let's take sides. We'll be back in a moment.
It's the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
Bernie, it's in the morning here from MyPillow.
Ladies and gentlemen, by now you've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell, he's done it again.
I got a pair of these, Bernie, 2 weeks ago. We've been talking about these MyPillow, My Slippers. I got to tell you, quickly, it's become one of my favorite Mike Lindell products.
They're sort of like shoes, so comfortable. You can wear them outdoors. Mike's taken over 2 years to develop these things, and as I mentioned, outdoors, indoors, all day long.
They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made, Bernard, with quality leather suede.
Which is why they feel so good. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers.
The My Slippers are so comfortable, you're going to want to get some for the whole family.
It's easy. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WABC.
You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, that's my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets.
Or you can call 800-887-2185 using promo code WABC. That's 800-887-2185.
Life is complicated. We all know it, and all can use the proper support system. You know what else can be complicated? Owning a home. And that's why Rex was built to go beyond the simple real estate transaction. Full-service agents for buying and selling, mortgage services, insurance quotes, escrow and title, even home repair. All one call away. I guess you could call Rex your home support system and not a typical brokerage. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. Want more? Of course you do. With all that convenience comes reduced fees, too. In fact, the average Rex homeowner saves over $10,000 when buying and selling a home. Want to get started? It's never too soon. Call 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-739-4663. 833-739-4663. New York license number 10991225737. For further licensing disclosures, please visit rexhomes.com.
Nothing is certain right now, and New Yorkers are once again looking for stability and peace of mind. People most at risk today include thousands still suffering from the 9/11 cleanup. Since 9/11, first responders, workers, residents, and students have continued to suffer with cancer due to toxic conditions near Ground Zero. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you were near Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan between September 11, 2001 and May 30, 2002, you may be entitled to financial compensation from the government's September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. New York attorney Noah Kishlevsky and the law firm of Kreinler & Kreinler has been there helping since the beginning. The VCF team at Kreinler & Kreinler continues to work on claims every day. Visit 911cancerinfo.com. Call 888-246-4799. 911cancerinfo.com. Call 888-246-4799. Visit 911cancerinfo.com.
Rita Cosby is on 77 WABC.
And everybody, you are listening to the Rita Cosby Show. By the way, after this, we have Dominic Carter in the house, and Dom is coming up at midnight. He's got a Manhattan DA candidate, so you definitely do not want to miss that. And then also after that, you got the other side of midnight with, I was talking about AC, so I call him Mr. AC, Frank Morano from Atlantic City. And he's got a whole bunch of other guests too. He also has Marshall Barnes. He's an R&D engineer and a time travel expert. I bet President Trump is thinking about time travel as he's been watching everything around the world. And also Barry Goldsmith, who's a professor of architecture and comedy, too. So that'll be really fun. That's on the other side of midnight with Frank Morano tonight. Again, that starts at 1 o'clock. And again, right after this, definitely stay tuned because Dominic Carter will be in the house. And both of those guys are terrific and take your calls and also have such great perspectives on New York and our country and beyond. So definitely make sure that you stay tuned for that. And by the way, it's been a blockbuster week here on the Rita Cosby Show because tomorrow I have Caitlyn Jenner on the show. So we've got a great, it's like the hits keep on coming. If you're going to start a big blockbuster week, you just kind of keep on going. Although I don't know where you go after you have President Trump. That, you know, it's like, you know, everyone's like, who are you going to have tomorrow? That's a hard one to have, right? But it was just an honor to have him on tonight. And tomorrow night we will have Caitlyn Jenner, will be talking and giving her perspective. Of course, she has declared that she is running for governor of California. So I can't wait to talk to her about what she thinks, you know, her mission is in California. I think she's, you know, extremely sincere and extremely heartfelt. It's going to be really interesting to have her on the show, and she's going to be on tomorrow night. You do not want to miss that. And of course, we're going to talk more about this because this is already making tons of headlines. Our interview with President Trump. What did you think about it? What were the highlights and what were your thoughts? What stood out to you? There are so many parts that stood out to me. I thought he was very measured. And a number of you have called and used the phrase presidential, that it was sort of a different tone from him. He wasn't this sort of fiery, bombastic guy. He was much more sort of contained in his answers. And also reflective, I thought, and also watching just the contrast of how the world sort of blowing up and sad to sort of see because he cares so deeply about this country. You could tell and you could hear that in his voice. Let's go to Tom from Boston. Tom, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Your thoughts about the interview today with President Trump?
Hi, Rita. That interview was a great interview, Rita. It was a tremendous interview. I'd just like to make a few comments.
Sure, go ahead.
Donald Trump to me is one of the most honest presidents we've ever had. He reminds me of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, as far as honesty goes. Now, I just want to mention, Rita, I watched CNN and MSNBC for 4 years lie constantly about this president. I could swear they had Joseph Goebbels in the newsroom.
Well, and you know, it is amazing, Tom, to hear and to see the contrast of the way the media has handled the current president to the way that they handled President Trump. And he did bring that up today, too. He even said, you know, like, you know, he said, we had a good mission. We just had terrible PR because of the media. The media was so stacked against him. And yet, you know, the media is giving this president such a pass in so many ways, you know, and I've been there, you guys. I've sat there in the White House. I've been in the White House briefing room asking the questions and bombarding the president with questions. And I'm proud to say that whether it was a Republican or Democrat, I treated them both the same. I treated them equally. I treated them fair, as opposed to coming in with a bias and a preconceived notion and inserting that into how you're going to cover them. And if you listen to the way that this president has been covered, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, oh, Mr. President, no, how's everything? How's the ice cream? You know? And then you hear the former president, it was like, you know, oh, forget about the vaccine. He didn't do this. Forget about, are you kidding me? You know? I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable contrast. Let's go to Helena from New Jersey. You're here on the Rita Cosby
Show. First of all, I just want to commend you on the interview last night. And I'd also like to commend you on your handling of the call with Joe from the Bronx.
Oh, thank you. You know what? And you know what? Joe brings up a point that, look, we have to make sure that we get everybody's perspective in. But you know what? When there's one side that's getting hammered with literally more than 1,500 rockets, and the world, you know, 99% of the world, other than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, you know, seem to think that Israel has a right to defend itself. It's hard to refute when you see civilians being targeted left and right. And what are they supposed to just be sitting ducks? I don't understand when facts belie the case. But thank you, Helena. I appreciate
it. Israel is such a good friend of ours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That relationship and that alliance and that part of the world, you know, we need to count our blessings every day, Helena, that we have Israel, that we also have Jordan, by the way, because King Abdullah of Jordan is a great ally of ours, too. But, you know, thank God that there is, you know, people there that stand up for values of freedom and democracy and all the things that we hold dear. And there is such a profound relationship. And you can hear that even in President Trump, how much he appreciates so much that relationship and values that relationship. I mean, he and, you know, and Netanyahu were just so, so close and I'm sure continue to be even still. Let's go to Jeff from Jersey City. Jeff, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show.
Fabulous interview with President Trump, Rita.
Thank you, Jeff. What stood out to you?
Well, I repeat your description first, that he was very measured. Actually, as you know, well, mentally and relaxed as I've heard him, maybe almost, you know, in such a long time. And because we're short on time, Rita, I'm going to hit you with two quick comments and a question. And I also, what you said about Israel, they're our most loyal friend. I volunteered for the Marines when I was 17 years old during the Vietnam draft.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I just say just because I have a little perspective at least on what's important to us. And I really, they're our most loyal friend on the planet. And that's just the way it is. And your question, your remark about your boss, Mr. Kasmatidis, about the West Point for cyber defense.
Yep, I thought that was really interesting.
And then let me end with these two quick questions.
Yep, real what quick, Jeff. Go ahead.
I'll ask the questions, and then I'll let you answer them as I get off. About leadership going forward, I think it should be one step at a time. What do you think, how important is it, his relationship with Governor DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy, the Republicans, that are going to help in the 2022 elections first? And then the second one is the gas prices. Do you see, there's two major incidents, and one was self-inflicted, that Biden shut off the pipeline when he first, the XL pipeline, and now this one. I mean, do you see gas prices going through the roof?
By the way, those are great questions, Jeff. First, on the last one, on gas prices through the roof, short term, we obviously, it will get a little worse, definitely, before it gets better, because it's going to take at least a few days, even though the pipeline now has been resolved, because reports are that Colonial Pipeline paid $5 million ransom, which a lot of these companies do. And by the way, that was one question. Had I had more time, because President Trump was so generous with his time, I mean, he was with us for half an hour. But had I had even more time, one of the questions I would have asked him is it a good policy to be paying the ransom for these companies? Granted, they're private companies, but just to get his perspective would have been interesting to see, does that encourage others in the future to go for money? Because they were successful, these malware and ransomware folks. But one of the things that I think is that it depends where everything goes. I mean, with the stimulus and with the money, and we're seeing a lot of things go up, not just gas. We're seeing housing go up. We're seeing the potential of inflation. And President Trump definitely sees that. This is a guy who's frontline in business for so many years, guys, as you know. So there is clearly a major concern. And I think if other things go up, we will probably see gas prices go up, not just short term, which they definitely have, of course, because of the pipeline incident, but just in general, as we're seeing products go up. And then to your other point, Jeff, real quick on the 2022, I think it is everything. I think DeSantis, that relationship is so key, because as Florida governor, you could tell they have a mutual respect, a mutual shared values with each other. And then the other is also, you brought up Kevin McCarthy, because Kevin McCarthy, if they can take back the House in 2022, and they're just a few seats away, you can count them on one hand how many they need. If they can take back the House in one, you know, in 2022, likely Kevin McCarthy would then be the House Speaker. And so that relationship with him being in line with Trump, at least being the Republican Party in one lockstep, is so key, because it's power in numbers. If you're going up against a big machine, you got a power in numbers. And the other thing, for those of you that have, you know, that I talk to, and I love talking to you guys every night, everybody who is so concerned about some of the policies that they're seeing, that President Trump is concerned about the policies that he's seeing at the border, with green energy, with the number of these things, and in particularly the policies that are super duper progressive, far left policies. For those, the only way that that's going to stop is if the House or the Senate changes hands. There could be executive orders, but if the House suddenly becomes, you know, a Republican House, or the Senate becomes a Republican Senate, then it will not go through, because it has to go through legislation. It has to go through both houses. So if they can block it where suddenly the Republicans have the majority, right now they're getting steamrolled because it's Democrats on every direction, you know, but if they can make it so one of them stays or turns, I should say, from Senate, which really is just one seat, so it's close, and it's just a handful of seats in the House, if they can do one of them or both, they've got a big blockade against Biden. And that's why that would also make it more appealing for a Trump or somebody like that to run, maybe with a DeSantis on the ticket, or if President Trump decides not to run, it could be a DeSantis running on the lead part of the ticket. I think we'll see a DeSantis probably in some shape or form. They definitely have a great relationship, but I think he's waiting to see what happens with this president, with President Trump, to decide if he's going to run or not. He's probably waiting to see, let's see what happens with the landscape in 2022. And if they can get at least one or both, I think it's a green light for sure for him going in. I want to continue with your calls, everybody. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. What did you think of our exclusive interview with the 45th president of the United States, President Donald Trump?
This is the Rita Cosby Show on 77 WABC.
The COVID-19 vaccines were developed and tested within stringent guidelines from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. That this happened faster than usual is due to the urgency of this pandemic and the extraordinary collaboration of dedicated scientists around the world.
Hear more from New Jersey doctors about COVID-19 at nj.gov/health/vaxfacts. That's nj.gov/VAXFACTS.
It's the Rev and the Rabbi every Sunday morning at 7:30.
This is Rabbi Joseph Potasnik.
This is Reverend A.R. Bernard. Join us every Sunday for the Rev and the Rabbi.
Don't miss the dynamic duo, the Rev and the Rabbi, every Sunday morning at 7:30. If you missed the show, download the 77 WABC app or listen to the podcast at WABCradio.com.
Join us for the Rev and the Rabbi
every Sunday morning at 7:30.
Right here on 77 WABC.
Attention investors, the economic data is in and you need to protect your money. Hedge against inflation now with Secured Real Estate. The NRIA Partners Realty Fund diversifies against inflation and stock market risk with immediate 10% monthly payouts plus 21% annualized targeted returns. We develop high demand real estate in supply constrained markets. The Federal Reserve is boosting real estate now with super low interest rates. Where we build, it's booming. Give us 10 minutes and get our special report. Don't fight the Fed, flow with the Fed. Call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. With $1.5 billion of development value in progress and a 15-year track record, check out our safer hedge strategy providing both inflation protection and stock market diversification before the market corrects. Call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. Or go to NRIA.net.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Greg Kelly here for Monetary Gold, a precious metal company in business for over 20 years with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating to help you protect and diversify your portfolio by setting up self-directed IRAs. Now, if Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to your retirement accounts, raises corporate taxes, what do you do? When corporate taxes go up, the stock market comes down. Gold went from $700 to $1,900 under the last Democrat president within the first 2 years. Bank of America predicts gold to hit $3,000 in the next year. Call Monetary Gold right now. 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Are you prepared for higher taxes, less benefits, and money overall for yourself? You need to make a call right now. Monetary Gold is giving up $5,000 in free gold and silver for new qualified accounts. Call right now for your free gold guide. 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Protect your future.
Rita Cosby is on 77 WABC.
And you are listening to the Rita Cosby Show. We are talking about our exclusive interview with former President Trump and getting his thoughts on everything from Israel to the pipeline to Biden's leadership, the border, Liz Cheney. The CDC big announcement, so much, of course, gas prices and a lot more. Let's go to Steve from New York. Steve, your thoughts on the interview. Go ahead.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
Good. What did you think?
Wonderful interview. I'm a supporter of President Trump. I wanted to raise one point, and that is, suppose there is an issue that now or perhaps in the future where you and President Trump disagree. I mean, you probably agree on most things, but perhaps there's one thing where you might disagree.
Oh yeah, there might be a whole bunch. That's the beauty of America. Go ahead.
suppose you come out with your position against President Trump and you do it in a strong way. How do you think President Trump will react to you?
Oh,
I suppose it's going to be in a very demeaning and belittling manner.
I actually, by the way, Steve, I'll actually disagree because I can actually talk about past experience. I have asked him some pretty tough questions over the years, and I've interviewed him a number of times, and I have asked him at different moments, hey, what did you think about this, or why did you do this, or whatever? And to his credit, and listen, you even see it at the White House. He took questions from people that were asking, you know, antagonistic or difficult questions. What I am always, especially particularly with a president, I'm always respectful, but I will absolutely, if there's something that I felt needed to be asked or asked in a certain way, there's a way to ask it, but I wouldn't hesitate. And he's, you know, he would answer. I think he came across very pensive and very presidential. And I think he would have answered it with the same tone. And I asked him what he thought about Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney was saying he should never be in the Oval Office again. I mean, that wasn't exactly a compliment to him, and he kept kind of going back at it, you know, and saying, "Ah, she's a loser, she's a this, she's a that." But he took the question and was still thinking about his answer and all that stuff. So to his credit, nothing's off limits. Let's go to Jimmy from Long Island. Jimmy, go ahead.
Rita, awesome. And I just want to let people know, after 9/11, I called for a new branch of the military, a cyber branch of the military. Boy, I was right.
Oh, wow. Boy, Rita, were you right, Jimmy. Wow.
That's right. I hope the big cats listen. But this is the thing now. Because of legal immigration, the folks who support it, you got to realize you have rebuilt the Democratic Party into a left-wing, hard left party that will take no prisoners and will back down to nobody. Now, your interview with Trump, he did bring up China. He said China did not purposely spread the virus. Oh, yes, they did. And they killed thousands of Americans. They let people fly to America, Australia,
Europe. Jimmy, this is what he meant on that. He said, I don't think they did, because I actually looked at that part. It was really interesting because he said, you know, China should pay for what they did. And then he said, you know, I don't think they, quote, intentionally. And I think he was speaking more of, is there proof that, like, they were bioweaponizing it versus an accidental release or the transmission at the Wuhan wet? You know, like, it's still a lot of questions, of course, about, like, where it originated, how it originated. But he made it sound like, I don't think, in other words, that we can prove that, like, they were out there and saying, okay, let's unleash this on the world, how the actual origins were. And listen, he certainly would know. I mean, he dealt with a lot of the intel. I'm sure a number of things have developed since then, but I think he was just speaking with what he knew at the time. And I did think that was really interesting, the language of that. It wasn't like he was saying, oh, they should get off scot-free. He said, I think they should pay. So he definitely felt that they were responsible for much of the havoc that has been caused on the world, especially, my goodness, with everything that's happened of late. Let's go to Jim from Manhattan. Jim, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Rita. I enjoyed the interview. And to me, Trump came across as a confident, take charge guy, especially compared to Biden. I think Trump has an optimistic, can-do attitude like Reagan and Clinton, and Biden's people have a very negative, pessimistic viewpoint. And
you know, that's a great point. By the way, Jim, that's a great point, because I did feel that he had a much more, it was sort of this, you know, like this, let's bring America back, let's do what's best for the country, this very sort of sweeping, and even a restrained Trump, which is what I thought we heard, was still a much more vibrant president than we've heard from Biden, you know, at his most passionate moments of Biden. I thought Trump still had a lot of fire, a deep love of this country. And I thought that came across as very sincere. Let's go to Mark from Long Island. Mark, you're here on the Rita Cosby Show. Go ahead.
I love the interview, first of all.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I have tons to say. I'm just going to keep it short. I'm just going to make one point. I think Trump is definitely going to run in 2024, and I would love for him to be president once again. I think he's the greatest president that we've ever had. But I'm just concerned because I think that there's so many suburban women that have been so brainwashed by the mainstream media that there's just no way that they will vote for him. He could cure cancer. They wouldn't vote for him.
Let me ask you, hey, Mark.
Been brainwashed to think that he's. Yeah.
Hey, Mark. One thing I thought was interesting, and one of the points that was brought up after the interview today, when we aired it live at 5 o'clock, I thought it was really interesting because I was in the studio, and it was with Monica and Margot Katsimatidis, of course, John Katsimatidis, and also Monica Crowley and Lydia Serrani. And Monica, I think, brought this up. Monica said, you know, that President Trump was really impressed with his tone, with his style. And I wonder if, like, what we heard today would be a draw for women. And some of the new polls that actually just came out recently were showing that he did do much better with women than people thought, and also minorities, which was also really, really interesting. Very quickly, I'm going to go to, let me go real quick to Joan from Franklin Lakes. You got 2 seconds, Joan. Go ahead.
Okay. You asked what surprised us about the interview.
Yep.
What surprised me was that you asked President Trump to rate President Biden, and he said that wouldn't be fair.
Yes. By the way, that was really interesting, Joan. I was ready for him to say that, and he said, I'll give the border an F, the handling of the border, but he wouldn't rate the president. I thought that was really interesting, very presidential, and everybody, check it out on WABCRadio.com.
Talk radio for New York and all of America. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and WABC.
Drop the mask. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control says millions of Americans can bear their faces again if they've been fully vaccinated.
The president highlighted the new guidance without a mask in the White House Rose Garden, hailing a major milestone in the fight against the coronavirus.
It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
The CDC guidance still calls for fully vaccinated people to wear masks in some indoor settings like buses, planes, and hospitals. More than 117 million Americans are fully vaccinated.
Fox's Jared Halperin. White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says you can still wear a mask if you want to.
There are those people who don't want to take that bit of a risk. And there's nothing wrong with that, and they shouldn't be criticized.
Providence, Rhode Island police are sorting out what they say may be the largest shooting in that city's history. 9 people have been shot, 3 of them critically, in a shootout between rival groups. The police chief says the suspects and the victims might be one and the same. Israel is massing troops along its border on the Gaza Strip, preparing for a possible invasion of territory ruled by Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've been very clear that rocket attacks must cease. We've been very clear about Israel's right to defend itself.
But the secretary also said the Palestinians have a right to live in peace. Egyptian negotiators are trying to mediate a ceasefire. Lawmakers in Texas have voted to ban abortion once an embryonic heartbeat is detected. The bill heads next to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign it despite almost